It's also important, and it is a real difference in messaging from the IPCC, to put a lot more emphasis on the new science that says what we can accomplish with ambitious investments in both mitigation and adaptation, where we think of adaptation as creative options for coping as effectively as possible with the climate changes that can't be avoided.
And why has that change in messaging come?
The IPCC is charged with assessing what's known and what's not known in the scientific literature about climate change, well, in the Working Group 2 case, impacts, adaptation, and vulnerability. And in 2014, we have a much broader base of scientific understanding on what we can accomplish with adaptation and what we can't accomplish with adaptation. We're really reporting on where the science has come over the last dozen years or so.